Hug it, chug it, football!
It's wang dang doodle time. Oh boy, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wang Dang Doodle 2017. NFL season opens tonight. Bears and the Falcons this weekend. Camp tomorrow to preview that. But I asked Sandberg to join us now because we've had several high-level meetings in structuring this year's Wang Dang Doodle, addressing all the problems of the past. Mike Jacobson cried during one of those meetings. He rocked back and forth in the fetal position and said, no, can't we not do it this year? That's when Sandberg slapped him and then slapped me, and I wasn't crying. I don't know why I had to be hit. But we believe we have the perfect format for this year's Wang Dang Doodle.
Yes. Oh, this will be good.
Sandberg? Then we're going to try to explain this quickly. You'll correct me where I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We will have teams of two. Those teams are going to be selected randomly. We will have 10 players total. Those 10 players total include two categories, of a celebrity category and a listener category. Listener Peggy, I believe, is standing by right now ready to play. The other eight are regular members of the program. Celebrities, some bigger, some smaller. This morning, celebrity Chuck Todd has already made his pick. So whoever is teamed up in the celebrity pick this morning, you get nothing. Oh. And you'll like it. Those teams that we are selected, will they be for the entire season or half the season?
Entire season.
Entire season. Unless we change the rules during the season. One change in this year, other than ones we've already mentioned, Sandberg will not be playing.
Oh.
Because I made Sandberg commissioner of the league yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. So she will make the rules and enforce them.
Might I say a great choice?
And
thank you very much, Andrea.
In the middle of sucking up. It'll simply be a matter of each team of two picking the winner and the loser of any game. Just a singular game. Just one game off the schedule. Once that game is picked, nobody else can pick it. You must pick a final score as well. And the differential between your score and the final score will be your points for that given week. Obviously, you want to be as close to the prediction. You want your prediction to be as close to the actual score as possible. So for that reason, much like golf, low score wins.
Okay.
If, in fact, you pick the Falcons to beat the Bears and the Bears beat the Falcons, you will be penalized 5 points. So 5 points will be added to your score. Are there any questions so far?
Yes.
Yes. Sounds right. Good.
Okay, so let's...
No questions. Well, you shouldn't have any questions, Mayor.
Yeah, she's a commissioner.
She means she's not taking
questions. All right, what is your question, Dave?
Okay, so just as an example, let's say you picked...
Are you sure you went to Northwestern?
Let's say you picked Atlanta over the Bears 27-24, and Atlanta beats the Bears 27-20.
Right.
So you got the outcome right, but you were off on the points. So is it that 4 points?
That would be your score for the week.
It's 4 points.
Right. Now, if you pick the Bears 27-24 and the final score was, as you said, you would get 4 plus the 5-point penalty for a total of 9 points.
For picking the wrong team.
So for picking the right team, you don't really get all that much.
Low score wins here, so.
Well, your job here is to pick the right team, and over the course of an entire season, that 5-point penalty is going to be a big deal.
What?
So Mary, do you have Mary? We only have time for one more question. Is your question ready?
Well, if there's teams of two, right?
Yes.
So who gets to pick?
You guys have to decide.
You pick together, unless you're Chuck Todd, and then you pick by himself.
Beforehand, who our partner is?
Yes, she's going to announce these teams right now.
I already know the teams.
Okay, you're going to announce it right now, but we have to pick right now too.
Yes.
Yes. The picks will be after the break.
So if you're on my team, I
pick. Have a second to confer with my partner.
Mary, can I make a motion to kick Dave and Mary out of the league?
They're getting close.
They are getting close.
All right, so who are the teams?
Yes. Steve Cochran and the listener.
Okay.
Right. So Peggy Spoonholtz is
stand by, Peggy. We're going to kick some butt.
Mike Jacobson and Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
This is great.
This is unbelievable. I don't even know the rules yet.
Andrea Darlis and Steve Grzanich, news team.
Yes, because I'll get to pick. I got you covered, Steve.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Oh.
He's not in the news chair.
Not even there. He's getting coffee.
Yeah. Dave Bennett and John DeCoste. John DeCoste is on the phone today for Dave.
Okay, great. Great.
And then our celeb pick was Chuck Todd. He's a standalone celeb since he...
But normally Chuck would be paired with someone?
Possibly another celeb.
Okay. All right, so we can go to the picks right after the break.
Yes.
All right, so is everybody clear on this?
This is going to be great.
Everybody's clear on the scoring.
This is going to be...
I just agree with what Andrea says, right?
There's no way to... but here's the thing. There's no way to complain about the scoring. It's simply math.
Can we pick the same teams?
You cannot pick the same game.
Oh.
Once a game is chosen, you cannot pick the same game. But the rotation of picks will change each week.
I have one proposal that the commissioner could consider.
Yeah, go ahead.
A penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct.
That would be assessed in a preliminary manner to Andrea?
Well, I'm not singling anybody out, Andrea.
But if you were...
She's throwing stuff already?
Hey, no, I'm laughing.
Does that mean I also get penalized?
Yes, because you're on Andrea's team.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, Steve.
Just talk to me and then I'll carry your message out.
I will review all of those on a case-by-case basis.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so we come back. The listener picks first. And then you will identify the order. Everybody needs to be ready to pick because there is an additional wrinkle I didn't describe. We have a 10-second shot clock. You'll have 10 seconds to pick your game and the final score. If you don't pick your game before the buzzer goes off, you are a big loser and you've already picked up 5 bonus points.
I love it. I think we should call her Madam Commissioner.
All right.
All right, then. And because you didn't make a pick, the entire score of that game would become your score. So let's say it's 68-67. You've picked up 135 points right out of the gate, plus your 5 bonus points. Not good. Again, Dave, did you go to Northwestern? Let's get traffic here. Mary's here with that first on 720 WGN.
Wait, so I don't get a break because I have to do traffic?
Yeah, you have to do traffic.
I can't confer.
Nope.
Well, that's not fair.
Good luck. I will go first with the listener.
Correct.
I will have 10 seconds once Peggy says she's ready. It's Peggy in Palatine. Peggy, you a football fan?
I'm okay in football.
All right. What game would you
like? I tell you, Peggy, you cannot pick Green Bay, Seattle because Chuck Todd already picked it.
Yeah, we can go any other game than that, Peggy. You want to pick the Bears game?
No, I was thinking we should take tonight's game. We should take the New England game.
All right. Kansas City, New England. Start the clock. Now. All right, Peggy, what do you like?
New England is going to win 28-24.
I don't know if Kansas City's going to score that much against New England, but I'm going to defer to you.
I want you to know you can lower that score, Steve.
Nope. I like your pick. 28-24, New England over Kansas City. And, Peggy, you are a big winner just for being on the show and being a listener. Congratulations. You get Lou Malnati's Pizza, 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Order online at lou.com. LouMalnati's.com, an app gift card, abtapp.com, and a ChevyDriveChicago.com, WGN Radio, stainless steel coffee mug, and Papa Nicholas coffee, all for listening. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peggy.
Pick number two.
Andrea Darlis and Steve Grzanich.
All right, Madam Commissioner. Steve and I spoke during the break. We, too, were going to pick the Patriots over the Chiefs.
Patriots over the Chiefs?
No, but we can't do that. No. Because you're picking.
Right, so you need another game.
We are going with Steelers and Browns.
The clock's running.
Steelers over the Browns, our final, 27-10.
Big money, no whammies.
Here we go, Steve.
Oh, woo-hoo! 27-10. Okay, next.
Number three is Dave Bennett and John DeCoss.
Let's go to John DeCoss.
Wait a minute, you can't start the clock.
They have to start the clock.
Hold it.
John, do you have any thoughts on this?
Come on, we got 7 seconds left.
And your team?
Who did they pick? Bummer.
We're taking the Denver Broncos.
Final score of what?
Over the Chargers, 27-23. This thing is so rigged; it's unbelievable.
Boy,
John, do you agree?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is he okay? He doesn't sound good.
He doesn't like pressure. He's very panicked.
And Mike and Mary.
I spoke to my self-conscious. The Saints over the Vikings, 28-17.
Well, I told you I didn't want this.
Too bad.
I mean, now the time's running out.
Now
there's the explosion.
I got it in.
28-17.
I told you to stop texting Steve throughout. This is just...
And earlier today, Chuck Todd in the celebrity category picked who?
Chuck Todd took Green Bay over Seattle, 21-17. But he didn't feel good about it.
Did not feel good about it. Those 5 picks will be posted online where?
At the WGNRadio.com. Steve Cochran show page.
In a particular spot that's yet to be determined with a headline that's yet to be written.
Yes.
So look for that and thank you. And I think it went really well, Dave. I don't know what your concerns were.
No, I have no concerns at all.
Wait, is he disqualified?
What do you mean? Why, Mary? Thanks, Mary.
CLTV joins us. We're coming back with the news. Next, on 7:12. Are we going straight to the news?
Straight to the. You have a read?
No, I've got to take care of this.
Oh, yeah, this is really going well this year.